But how do we use this sort of wealth of data, or how should we use it? Well, as we've seen this morning in the auxiliary discussion, it does provide us with a picture of our current performance. It gives us an idea of actually what we're doing, both at unit level and at national level. It should give us a way of assessing our surgical performance against standards and guidelines. But as I've already said, which guidelines do we use? Which standards are the appropriate ones? And as we've seen this morning, these standards and guidelines and accepted practice are constantly changing. It's very fluid. And to get these big national audits to turn around and incorporate new guidance is like turning around a supertanker. It takes time and it's difficult to do. So we're always playing catch up with the data. We really should celebrate the high quality services that we're providing. And one of the things that we sometimes forget in amongst all of this is that the generally high standard of care that we offer. And I'd recommend you to the survival data, which is at the end of the screening booklet, which is extremely encouraging on how well our women with screen-detected cancers do. And we now have 15-year survival data. And Jill will be presenting this in her, or part of that information in the session tomorrow. As Jim has said, we should be sharing good practice as well as criticising others. And there is a need, if there is a possibility of poor performance out there, that we need to be able to identify it and investigate it. And following that, we should complete the audit cycle, get people to change their practice and improve outcomes. And there is no doubt that these audits and participation in them will become a major part of revalidation in the future. And it, as I said earlier, it's very important that we take the onus on ourselves to make sure that the data quality is of adequate standard if we're going to be critiqued against it.